Satanic Temple Requiring Vaccinations and Masks at SatanCon 2023. By Hannah Blow on March 23, 2023. The Satanic Temple is requiring attendees of its SatanCon 2023 to provide proof of vaccination and to wear masks at the event, neither of which scientifically prevents transmission of the coronavirus, despite the Satanic Temple's purported devotion to scientific facts. This year's event is taking place in Boston, Massachusetts, from April 28 to 30, 2023, and is titled Hexenacht in Boston, otherwise known as Witches' Night. On the announcement page, the Satanic Temple, TST, laments Boston Mayor Michelle Wu for her unconstitutional efforts to keep TST out of Boston's public spaces and announces that the event will be dedicated to her. Attendees will enjoy lectures and panels presented by our campaigns and congregations, as well as evening entertainment and a satanic marketplace. The informational page states before warning that attendees must be vaccinated and wear masks. SatanCon attendees must be 18 or over and have proof of COVID vaccination. Attendees must wear an N95, not -95, or disposable surgical mask. Gaiters, bandanas, and cloth masks will not be allowed. The rule serves as a great irony, as the fifth tenet of the Satanic Temple highlights the pagan organization's supposed commitment to science. It states, beliefs should conform to one's best scientific understanding of the world. One should take care never to distort scientific facts to fit one's beliefs. It is now well known that, despite initial misinformation spread by President Joe Biden and federal health officials, coronavirus vaccines do not prevent the spread of the virus, nor do they prevent one from contracting the virus. Further, it is now widely known that masks, pushed on the American public for years by the medical establishment and Biden administration, are not effective at preventing transmission of the virus, either. Breitbart News highlighted one such study demonstrating this in April 2021. The study, examining the effects of masks and ventilation, ultimately found that commonly used cloth and surgical masks do little to filter exhaled aerosols. The results show that a standard surgical and three-ply cloth masks, which see current widespread use, filter at apparent efficiencies of only 12.4% and 9.8%, respectively, the study concluded, noting that KN95 and N95 masks were far more effective at filtering out aerosols. Apparent efficiencies of 46.3% and 60.2% are found for KN95 and R95 masks, respectively, which are still notably lower than the verified 95% rated ideal efficiencies. Researchers continued in the data published last month prior to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, reversing course, advising fully vaccinated individuals to wear masks if they are in high-risk areas. Even Dr. Anthony Fauci privately admitted at the beginning of the pandemic that drugstore masks were not really effective. This would not be the first time the Satanic Temple has steered from its own confessions. Earlier this year, unveiling the world's first religious abortion clinic, where it offered abortion rituals. As Breitbart News reported, science, however, shows that a baby's heartbeat begins around 21 days, and they can begin to feel pain in the first trimester, when many abortions take place. Brainwave activity also begins at 6 weeks as their limbs and organs begin to take form. This would, once again, put the Satanic Temple in disagreement with actual science. Related, Anthony Fauci, Our Society Becoming Anti-Science.